Hello, my name is Pierre Chesson, and this is the program, The Breath of Life, Souffle de Vie. We usually have a full hour of gospel music, but I want to share with you music again this week, but also to speak with you concerning the crisis that we are facing worldwide with the coronavirus. This is a time when people can be filled with fear and distress. A time when certainty suddenly becomes very uncertain. Certainty of your health, because maybe you feel like you're in excellent health. Certainty for your family, that we're all going to live to a ripe old age. Certainty that our financials are secure. Certainty that we will see our loved ones and friends and that things continue as they always did. Well, friends, all of those certainties have been brought into question, and fear can rise up in our hearts, great fear, because we don't know what's next. And sometimes we don't know where to turn. Well, we should be taking all the necessary steps to be as safe as possible during this time. But at the same time, I think it is important for us to stop and reflect that there is a God in heaven and that He is called in the Bible a shelter in a time of storm. And this is a storm. The world has been stormed by the coronavirus. Where to turn? Where to find some security in the midst of everything else being shifting sand? I want to tell you today, there is a solid rock. There is a hope. There is a place of peace in the midst of the storm. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the gospel. The gospel offers a hope, not just when you die, but a hope right now of peace in the midst of trouble and trial. Because the Bible speaks to us that God has given us His Son, Jesus Christ, who is called the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd looks after His sheep. In Psalm 23, it tells us that we can say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," or "I shall not lack." That He provides for us, He makes me lie down in green pastures, He leads me beside still waters. And yes, even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and staff would comfort me. Promises that He gives of present care. We need present care, friends. Who are you going to look to? Where are you going to turn? I can tell you that there is hope in Jesus Christ. For when we look in the Word of God, we discover these things are not just happening without any place of reference. For the Word of God actually tells us that certain things like this would happen. It is predicted as we come to the end of this age and this world. In the Gospel of Luke, it tells us very clearly that there will be great earthquakes, there will be famines and plagues in many lands, and there will be terrifying things and great miraculous signs from heaven. Now, none of those things make you probably feel overly comforted. That's in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verse 11. Those things will cause people to feel more and more afraid. In the same context, it says, "Nation will go to war against nation and kingdom against kingdom." Now listen, friends, there's always been wars, earthquakes, famines, and plagues. But the Word of God signifies that these things will be increasing as the time comes, and that they will increase exponentially. And to be frank and truthful, that is what is happening. But in facing this and the coronavirus and what's next and where can I find a good foundation, how can I find hope and peace, I want you to know that Jesus Christ offers a shelter in the time of storm. A shelter because the Lord is my helper. I don't need to be afraid. I am not going to be ruled by fear because I know that my hand is in the hand of Almighty God. And I know that he's promised in his word, if I trust in him, that he will be with me. It's not a guarantee I won't get sick, and nor is it a guarantee that I won't die. But even if I get sick, he'll be with me. And even if I die, I'll go to heaven to be with him. So God is able to more than enough look after us when we put our trust in him. And he can be that shelter in the time of storm for us. And so it says this in Luke 21:25, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves will be roaring, and men's hearts will be failing them from fear with the expectation of the things that are coming on the earth, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. These are the kind of things that it predicted in the Bible long before they've ever happened, but we can see some indications of those things happening now. So what do? Become terrified? Well, it's not unhealthy to have a little bit of fear, but to find a solution for that fear. And Jesus Christ has his arms open wide to us, and he says, come to me, and I'll give you rest. He says, I'll never leave you or forsake you, so that you can find comfort in the storm. You can find peace in the troubles. And you can find hope in Jesus Christ. Hope because he wants to be your Savior and your Savior today. And not only will we experience his comfort and care and presence in the deepest trials we can go through here on earth, but he has guaranteed for those who put their faith and trust in him that we will be in his heaven as well. We will have the fullness of the presence of God. Well, this is a long introduction to a song, and it's a song by Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, and it's a great song that portrays to us that we can find that place of safety and that place of peace. And we can find it today. So my encouragement to you is that you discover that he will shelter you in his arms. And that's exactly what he will do. He can be that shelter for you. And here's the song, In the Shelter of His Arms.
My soul was disturbed with sorrow, when my heart was burdened with sin. Jesus opened his arms of mercy and tenderly took me.
Storm. There is peace. is peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace though the world be raging. In the shelter of His arms, in the shelter of His arms.
Everybody faces storms. In certain areas of the planet, at one time, there's a storm going on. And sometimes that storm can be devastating. And sometimes you can watch it and see it on the news. But this storm, this coronavirus, this storm is across the globe. We see the drastic effects in some countries. Other countries are still fairly spared from it, but it seems to be spreading more and more. So when you hear of a storm coming, you can be afraid. You can wonder, well, what's next? Where do I turn? And the verses that I read earlier about the things that would lead up to the coming of the Lord, there's actually an encouraging verse that says, if you believe in Jesus Christ, when you see these things come to pass, lift up your head, for you know your redemption is near. For it tells us in the very passages that we were reading that while men's hearts may fail them for fear, and at the end of it all it says, you will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is near. That's in Luke 21 and 27 and 28. So there is hope, friends. Jesus will come. This whole world will get folded up someday. When, I don't know. I am not coming on here telling you this is the end of the world because the coronavirus is here. I am saying that the Bible predicted these things would happen, and as they increase, and as we see more of them, it says, start thinking about that possibility. When will it be? I have no idea. It could be 1,000 years from now, or it could be soon. But one thing for sure is that we want to be ready, and we want to be able to weather this storm the best possible way. Weathering the storm, if we are here and survive it, you can weather it with peace, or you can weather it in absolute fear and anxiety. But you can also weather it with assurance, if you have Christ as your Savior. Here's Ray Stevenson's with a song called In the Eye of the Storm. In reassuring words that are true, because the truths of these things are found in the Word of God, the Bible, that God will be with us in the eye of the storm. He remains in control. God hasn't got off His throne. You might ask a question, well, why doesn't He stop all these bad things from happening? We live in a broken and fallen world, and bad things will happen. Death will come to us all unless the Lord comes back in our lifetime. So we are faced with then the reality, and no one can deny that reality, that we live in a broken world where there is sin and sickness and disease and death and everything surrounding it. But God has promised to be with us in the middle of the storm, to carry us through, and to bring us safely home. Now, if you're in a hurricane and you're in the absolute force of the wind, there's one area in the hurricane where there's relative calm, and that is in the eye of the storm. And I want to encourage you to find Jesus Christ, because He's the eye of the storm. Trust in Him, and you can have peace in the midst of it. God hasn't promised that we wouldn't have storms, but He did promise He can be with us in them. Make sure you have Him. By trusting in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, by accepting what He did on the cross for you, your life can be transformed, and He can give you perfect peace. Yes, even in the storm. Here's Ray Stevens.
When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. And when I'm feeling like I've been let down by my friends and my family, I can hear the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I see the future I picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. The war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. And I just don't know how I'm gonna make ends meet. I did my best, now I'm scared to death that we might lose everything. And when a sickness takes my child away and there's nothing I can do, my only hope is to trust you. I trust you, Lord. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm.
Well, friends, there's a greater storm coming than coronavirus or anything else that this world can throw us. It is the stormy day of judgment. And on that day, we will face Almighty God. And here's what you want to have. You want to have your sins forgiven. You want to have a Savior in your corner. You want to have an eye in the middle of that storm, and that eye is Jesus Christ himself. Because he will stand for you. The Bible actually says he'll be your lawyer, your advocate. In the book of Hebrews, it says that we have an advocate, a lawyer, to plead our case before God the Father. And that is Jesus Christ. And what he will plead our case with is the fact that he died for our sins. But you need to take him as your lawyer. You need to have him as your Savior. You need to trust in him as your Redeemer. You can do that today. You just call on the Lord. The Bible says, whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, friend, believe today that he died for you, that he's your trust, that he paid for your sins on that cross or stake, that his blood was shed for you. And when you believe in him, the Bible says, whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Here's Ashley Milne with a song called A Shelter in the Time of Storm. And it's about Jesus Christ being that very shelter.
A sinner bound for eternity needs a shelter in the time of storm. And Jesus says, come unto me, I'm a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. He died on the cross to purchase thee, a shelter in the time of storm. He lives again and offers free, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A harbor of safety he offers thee, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, wilt thou now to the refuge flee? He's a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Off a rock-bound coast, fast asleep, beware of the time of storm. When thousands will wake to wail and weep, unsheltered in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, trifle not with this day of grace, he's a shelter in the time of storm. For vengeance soon will take its place, he's a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Now this next song I'm going to play for you is a song by Larry Norman, and it's called I Wish We'd All Been Ready. You know, there's a lot of people that are not getting ready for this coronavirus thing. Some people think, well, it's nothing, it's nothing. But when you look on the news and you see caskets stacked up in Italy to see 400 deaths in 24 hours, I think we should get ready. Be prepared as much as possible. It would be ridiculous not to be prepared if you know a storm's coming and you don't get ready for it. And this is going to come. It will show up. It will be found in our villages and towns. And we need to be as ready as possible for this. But we need to be ready, too, for the Lord. We need to be ready for God. We need to be prepared. And that's what the gospel is really all about. This is a gospel music program, so why wouldn't I share what the gospel is and invite people to a relationship with Jesus Christ? Because that's what the gospel is. The gospel is not just, you know, casual flippancy or just a bunch of moral laws. The good news is that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. The good news is that he died on the cross for our sins. The good news is that he rose from the dead. And the good news is that he will come again for those who trust in him and take them home. The door is wide open, and it's open to anybody. For Jesus said, whoever wants to can come and take the water of life freely. And he actually describes himself as that very water of life. So you can come. Nothing's stopping anybody from coming if they are willing to come. But the question is, are we willing? Because a day will come when the door will be shut. It says in the Word of God that there will come a time when the door will be shut and people will be crying out, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And Jesus said, "I will say to you, I don't know who you are. Depart from me." So I don't want that to happen to anyone. It doesn't have to, because we can come. But probably in many of the countries right now, many of those people who are in the midst of this coronavirus epidemic are saying, "I wish we had been ready. I wish we had been prepared." And so will it be at the end of the age. Many will be saying, "Oh, I wish I had been ready." Don't be found on the other side of things. Here's a song by Larry Norman. It's called "I Wish We'd All Been Ready."
Was filled with guns and war, and everyone got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. Children died, the days grew cold. A piece of bread could buy a bag of gold. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. A man and wife asleep in bed. She hears a noise and turns her head. He's gone. I wish we'd all been ready. Two men walking up a hill. One disappears and one's left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. Change your mind. How could you have been so blind? The Father spoke, the demons dined. The Son has come and you've been left behind. You've been left behind. You've been left behind.
Well, the good news is that we have a rescuer. That is someone who can save. For it is said of Jesus Christ, he will save his people from their sins. We have a rescuer, friends. We don't have to be terrified, but we can find our hope in Jesus Christ. If you call on him today, he will save you. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus Christ will save anyone who calls on his name, whoever, it says in the Bible. Jesus said, "Anyone who comes to me, I won't throw them out." Did you hear his words? Now some may question whether Jesus is who he says he is, but it's not going to change the truth. No one stands and towers above the history of the human race greater than Jesus Christ. No one has affected the planet more than Jesus Christ. No one has said wiser words than Jesus Christ. No one has fulfilled ancient prophecies down to the finest points like Jesus Christ has. So let me encourage you, if you're going to take any risk or chance on this, I think the safer place to go is to Jesus. And you will find him to be a rescuer. Here's a song by Wren Collective. This is a band from Ireland, and they are singing a song called Rescuer.
There is good news for the captive, good news for the shame. There is good news for the world who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer. He is beauty for the blind man.
So, my friend, above all the preparations that you're going to do and that you're doing to be ready for a trial or a circumstance such as this trial that we're facing, maybe you're heading for the store. You're saying, I got to get supplies. Well, I want to make sure I got enough toilet paper. Well, I think everybody got the same idea at the same time. Why it ended up being toilet paper as one of the most essential items, I don't know. I can remember many years ago using Sears catalogs and newspapers. But at any rate, you're going to try and get stocked up. You're going to try and make sure you have what you need. And we are seeing some runs on things in our stores because of this. But there's one thing that you can stock up on. There's one place that you can turn that I'm afraid many people are neglecting to turn to, and that is the place of prayer. That is looking to Jesus Christ, finding in Him a place of refuge. Are you neglecting prayer? Have you forgotten to pray? The Bible says to be anxious for nothing, but instead to pray to God. With prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then it promises, as we do these things, that the peace of God that passes understanding will guard your hearts and minds. Do you have peace or do you have panic? Let me encourage you that the solution to panic is prayer, and prayer brings peace. Here's Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver with a song called "Did You Think to Pray?" Are you praying?
Savior, did you sue for loving favor as a shield today? When you met with great temptation, did you think to pray?
See, my friends, prayer is an expression of need. It's an expression that says, I need someone beyond myself. Maybe you feel like you're the self-sufficient man or woman, that you've accomplished this or that. But in the end, what does it all matter? The book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible tells us everything becomes empty. At the end of it all, when you're taking your last breath, all that you own goes somewhere else. At the end of it all, when you take your last breath, what will it matter? Who will remember your name in 100 years' time? Oh, you might be marked down on some genealogy book. Very few of us will have books written about us. So who's going to remember that you ever lived if the world goes on for another 100 years? Does your life really matter? Are you really worth something? I want you to know that you're worth so much that Christ died for you. But that we can come to Him and we can express, Lord, I have a great need in my life and my need is You. I need You, Lord, I need You. This song is just called that, Lord, I Need You. And it's called a group called Passion Band. And it's a beautiful prayer, friends. And maybe as you hear the words, you sing along and say, Lord, it's me that needs You. It's me that's standing in need today. Because there is no real self-sufficient. Everything is temporary here. We need God. And you need Him now. And He's waiting to hear from you. That's the good news. He's waiting to hear from you. If you call upon Him, He will listen. So, rather than just scurry around in panic and fear, or be proud and haughty and think you don't need anyone or anything, call out to Jesus Christ. He is who you need.
My one defense, my right.
So here's another song that expresses our need. You know, that your need is met by God's supply when you have Him, when you trust in Him. Now, you've heard me say those qualifying words many times, when you have Him, when you trust in Him, when you receive Him. It's because you have a choice. You have a choice to accept or to reject. And there's always consequences to choices. There's always something that's going to happen as a result of the choice that you make. You've heard the old story of a man who stood on the roof of his house with a flood and asked God to send rescue him. And a guy comes by with a boat and he says, "Get in the boat." And he says, "No, no, I'm waiting for God to rescue me." And then somebody comes with a helicopter. "No, I'm waiting for God to rescue me." You know how ridiculous it is, because we know that God uses things. And friends, God uses His Word, and God uses His people, preachers of the gospel. And we know there's false teachers, and we know there's people out there who are money grabbers and all those kinds of crazy things, but there are people who genuinely love God and who are His servants, who are reaching out and saying, you can trust in Jesus Christ. You can say, "Lord, I need You. Jesus, I need You." And He will rescue you. He rescued me, and He's rescued many others. Will you not turn to Him and discover the rescuing power of Jesus Christ? Here's a song by Hillsong. It's called "Jesus, I Need You."
When the world has fallen quiet, You stand beside me. Give me a song in the night, and Jesus, I need You. Every moment I need
before me, Christ before me.
Remember.
So where are you going to turn in these days? That's the question. Where will I turn? Who will I trust? Where's the best possible place of safety that I can experience in the storms of life, in the trials that come, in all the things that could come against me? And what do I do? What do I do with what I've done wrong in life? Many carry guilt and shame right to the grave. I want you to know all of that can be covered by Jesus Christ. Here's a beautiful song, and it's one that it's become a classic in many ways, and it's called Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, and Alan Jackson is singing it, and let me encourage you to do that right now. Turn your eyes on Jesus.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, He passed and we follow Him there. Over us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Well, friends, our time is gone. We've come to the end of this program. I want to spend just a couple of a minute in prayer with you. And during these troubled times, I'm going to turn to Jesus, and we can turn together. Oh God, our Father, we bow before You. You know every heart. You know every person, and You know every fear. And Lord, I thank you that you do truly love us and that you want to reach into our hearts and souls and give us comfort and strength. Because the Word of God says that God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in time of trouble. We are living in a time of trouble, O Lord. And so we want you to be our refuge, place of safety, and our strength, and a very present help. I thank you that you can be and you will be if we call on your name. And I pray, Lord, for all those in the sound of my voice today, that we will lift up our hearts in prayer to you, that we will turn to you, cry out to you for the forgiveness of our sins, for a relationship with you, so that we can say, the Lord is my shepherd, and know that you're taking care of us. God, be pleased to bless each one in the sound of my voice, and I pray for safety and protection on all. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. God bless, friends.